This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's rule.
93.3.
The planet.
It is what many call the after hours with the Rise Guys of television.
It's fun.
Yeah.
By many people, I mean Nine and I say that. It is good. It is good.
Yeah.
And we would love for you to check out episode 24 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. This episode is entitled, Sarah, Get Me Mount Pilot.
That's a good episode, man. I really enjoyed this one. I think it's some of our finest work.
Got some great feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a first ever, we're doing a phone-in podcast next week.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to do a TRG AMA.
Yeah, we are.
I thought Nine said EMA on there, and I was like, oh, no way, buddy.
Wishful thinking.
You ain't got a six-foot tongue, long. Huh? All right, forget it.
Careful now.
I'm thinking about salad.
Woo!
Also,
yeah, you are.
There you are.
Also, what is up to Carson listening on the way to school this morning?
What's up, Carson?
That's right.
Sweet.
Oh, I was supposed to say happy birthday to Danielle, listening in somewhere in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Also, hello to Kennedy as well.
Oh, that's good.
As Carson said, that I was her favorite, you know. But hey to you too, Kennedy.
Yeah.
And also you, also, I guess, Mom Brittany. Thank you.
I know them. Well, I know her.
Britt.
Oh, you think you do, but you have no idea. No, that was Britney Spears. She was texting in.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, if you want to check out the podcast, you can just text podcast to 72341 or just tell your smart speaker to play After Hours with the Rise Guys. I still try that just to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it works. Also, Nine?
Yes?
Have you... Oh, no, did you say that? Was that on the air? This is where I get very confusing. This is why I don't like talking to y'all off the air. And I say that with a very loving way that I can't remember sometimes if I say, hey, you were saying that the other day, and you're like, that wasn't on the air, and I'm like, crap.
Yeah, that was not on the air.
Okay, so what a weird thing is, but it's almost like pregnancy, buying a house, in that
it takes 9 months
almost, but then you don't know when the water's going to break.
Yeah, you don't,
and you just got to be ready. You got to have a suitcase full of money by the door,
and you got to have basically your stuff packed up and ready to go.
Yeah, a
and
truck.
Live out of a suitcase at your house because you don't know when in the. And then how do you schedule movers? Because they don't tell you. Like if you're hiring a moving company, these people are kind of busy, I guess. But do they also work on a day's notice like you do when you close on the damn place?
Have them on call. That's expensive.
Oh, you know what? That man, that's something that I can probably tell you is no.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
No.
You have to get them on retainer.
Yeah.
You know, or braces, either one.
Yeah.
Depends on where you're moving, too.
Nine, give us the address right now. I'd like folks to come over and... No, you know what I told Nine is that he needs to... have a yard sale. Now, here's why I say that, because I don't
you can't
wanna...
buy my Dollywood ponchos.
Oh, you got those?
Yeah.
Did you read your text?
I thought it was just a picture.
Oh,
no. That was a picture I took at my house this morning.
Yeah. You didn't see his feet in the bottom?
Yeah, but I must have something else going on. I think it was time to wipe.
You thought Penny Hardaway had sent that to you?
Yeah.
No, that was Nine. He found a bunch of vintage Dollywood ponchos. Which, when you sent it, I was like, God, is this supposed to rain? Why is he sending this?
Yeah, I'm right proud of those.
You have a, I don't want to overstep my boundaries here, but you have an installation of stuff that you don't give a crap about in your home.
Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff that was left there.
Yes. The way to go.
It was moved there and then left there. Mm. And, I mean, I hauled off a bunch of stuff to donate yesterday, but, man, I had accumulated.
Oh, you better watch out.
I had accumulated a lot of clothing. I hauled off 4 trash bags full yesterday to donate, and then I still got a bunch that I'm keeping.
How many of your T-shirts fit in 4 trash bags?
2.
Come on, man. That's fun.
I get more than half a shirt in a bag.
I get the same thing. Yeah. I could sell some of my old ones for Mazda Miata covers. I really could.
Chest of drawers and a dresser and a closet that all had a good bit of clothes in them. I don't need all this stuff. There's way more clothes than any grown man needs.
Yeah. I'm so glad you donated that because your size is highly sought.
Well, thank you for saying
that. Well, it's right. Multiple sizes involved.
Well, he is a sot. What do you expect?
Multiple sizes like that, involved here, looking around.
You gave me, which I hope you don't mind. Well, I think you said this. I don't remember if it was on the air or not. But you brought in like a gross.
Yeah, we played a game for loofahs one day.
Okay.
Yeah, his fat boy won one.
I ended up splitting them with him.
Yeah, okay, good.
Because I felt bad.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I don't need all them loofahs. And then you brought me yesterday a big bag full of bubble mailers, which...
Why in the hell did I have a bag full of bubble mailers?
Who mails bubbles?
I don't know. But why was... I found those in a closet.
Fat boy blows bubbles.
I found like a dozen plus bubble mailers in a shopping bag. And who in the blank has... We don't... There's no reason these were in my house.
Yes. Maybe the dogs have a side hustle you're not aware of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I also brought in a bunch of... I found a cache of stuff that was supposed to be Christmas presents for other people, like stocking stuffers and stuff. It was a bunch of like body washes and stuff like that. Mm. So I brought those in and gave those to Paige yesterday.
I love them.
Were they delicate smells?
Yeah, so they were good. It was like one for sleep. It was like a bunch of Bath and Body Works and Victoria's Secret body sprays and body washes and stuff.
It was heaven. I'm telling you.
You should have found that at Christmas.
I know, but that's what it was
for. I would have been a buyer for something.
I was looking in to see if there was anything good in these boxes in the Christmas closet.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were a bunch of Christmas presents. The loofahs and the body washes and all the sprays and stuff, I think were all supposed to be like stocking stuffers for other people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you buy so many? Look, they're on sale for only $1.
Yeah.
as opposed to $1.19, the normal price.
But I think a lot of the sprays and washes were regift things, too, that had been received for a Christmas and then were meant to be regifted the following Christmas.
Why not have a virtual yard sale? And I know what you're thinking.
I'm not shipping all that stuff.
Oh, that's what.
No,
you do the reverse of Uber Eats or DoorDash. They come to your house and you go and put it on the curb.
Oh, I'm down with that. Yeah.
You're offering curbside.
Yeah.
For your virtual yard sale.
I'm down with that. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I got a bunch more stuff to donate that I don't think anybody'd pay for. If I find anything somebody might give me money for, definitely I'd sell it.
Be on the lookout. Nine is donating some old Rise Guys paraphernalia.
I did donate an old shirt. I hope I don't get in trouble for it.
Yes. Why would you get in trouble for it? Oh, don't. Yeah.
You know better than anybody.
Oh, God. Yeah. Can I tell that story?
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
What would you do? Oh, I shouldn't tell you. You know what? We're going to give you your pigskin punishment. When you show up with the moving truck, will it be a van or a truck?
It'll be a big truck.
When you show up with the moving truck, here comes Bigfoot down the road full of a bunch of loofahs and bubble mailers. There's Nine moving in. And right when you go to turn the key, the door opens. And we're standing there like Vince McMahon and said, "We just bought your house, Nine. We now own your house." You know how we bought WCW?
Yeah. So what would I do?
Shane bought it.
Shane would buy your house.
I just got done renting. I'd leave.
Have a virtual yard sale.
I'd go find another house to buy.
Do it for fun. Do it for charity. And the Matt Mann Harris Foundation.
But see, then I got to go through and find the good stuff and then inventory it. And I need to be focused more on getting rid of it and inventorying the stuff I want to keep and moving it. I mean, I would like to, but I'm one person with no help, so it's impossible.
One man show.
Yeah, it's entirely a one man operation.
Treasure.
I mean, it's it's not possible with one set of hands on this job.
Yes,
that's why you can't get sick. One man show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, It was just an idea. Just trying to help you
out. No, I love the idea. I would
no,
love
you don't.
To. I'm down. No, I do. No. I just don't know how I can.
Now, if you have a virtual yard sale, I will buy everything with a stolen credit card.
I'm already overwhelmed. I don't know how virtual. I can pull that off.
Okay.
I'm in too deep. I mean, I would
great
like,
movie.
I wish I could. Trust me, I could use the money, but I don't know how I could manage running that and all this other stuff at the same time.
Let me rephrase this text on the text line. It says here, nine, have you, like me, when moving, found things that you'd purchased to maybe smoke? You know, you tucked it away and...
Yeah, I found a big-ass, like, electronic hookah vaporizer. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I completely forgot I ever owned it, man.
Really?
Yep, found it in that same closet full of Christmas presents. Maybe I was going to re-gift it to somebody.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I'm keeping it.
Can we get high for the show and use it?
No, but I could pull off the virtual yard sale though if I can be off until like a week from Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Not possible.
See, that's the struggle, man.
No, not possible. A week from Monday maybe, but I can't promise anything.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, I can actually. I can promise you this: when we return, we will be getting camera ready. We'll be getting microphone ready. We should have done that an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, we should be.
We are
going
to be performing for you on Facebook.com/RiseGuys and on this here radio station, a brand new 1, 2, 3 Facebook fussin'.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Free on your phone.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in anonymously by you, the P1s, to the riseguys@aol.com. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. What's with all the sighs?
There's a problem with the thing. We can't see Matt on camera.
Yeah.
It was the same problem last week when you were not here. I had to move over there, and my name said you.
Oh, it was the same. I didn't realize it was the same one last week. Yeah, there's something
well,
wrong
the
with it.
Well, the camera came on last week, but it was just muted, and we could not figure out how to unmute it.
Oh, okay.
We have an engineer here.
Right now?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because your light's not even on. That sucks.
Well, no one's home.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, it wants Matt to log in to the thing through a social media profile, and it doesn't really give any options for how to do this.
God.
This is.
Why am I giving them access? I'm not doing that. I'm not giving them access to that.
Oh, come on.
They won't do anything.
It's still not working.
They won't do anything with it.
Oh, well. All right. Here we go. Scripts ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a waste of my time.
It looks like you almost got in.
No, I didn't. Giving them the credentials to my mother effing Facebook. I'm not giving that to the company. To hell with that. This is stupid.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I guess I don't know if I had to do that to get in at some point or not. I don't have any idea.
Horse crap is what we have here. All right. Scene one. Playing the role of Kiesler will be 9. Playing the role of Lashley will be freaking me. Playing the role of Train will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of narrator will be Paige. And action.
Kiesler posts the following on the Town of Blankalette free speech page.
Let me tell you all something about Davis Blanks, and let's see what he does with this information. All of you in this town, and I know you see this page, you all think he's kind and caring and whatever the hell. Well, he ain't. You all say he looks so thin, and you all ask him how he keeps the weight off. Well, guess how he does it? Meth. It's all meth. He's conniving, manipulative, and he smokes more meth than you can make in a day. He won't stop. It's not rumors either. Trust me. I hope you lose your damn job, Davis, and they drug test you immediately, piece of blank.
Whoa, hang on. It definitely is rumors. You can't prove any of this.
Hell, I can't. You know how I know he's a damn meth head. How I know he smokes so much, because he gets it from me. I've been supplying his ass for 2 years with it. I'm done. He's a piece. End of story.
OMG, are you serious right now? Bro, do you know that police watch pages like this to bust people? This is just like calling 911 to complain that someone stole your weed. Ha ha, ha ha. The stupidity is contagious. I cannot believe what I'm reading right now.
Look, I don't give a damn. I want the whole town to know what a hustler and a piece of blank he is.
Even if it means sitting in a jail cell for God knows how long, for crying laughing emojis.
I don't give a blank. I want the police to see this so they know he's carrying every day and he's always got a couple rocks in his pocket. Walks everywhere, pulls his ass over. He'll be holding you watch.
Hey, Bo, this is pretty damn stupid. I gotta be honest with you.
Hell no, it ain't. I want the town to know that this dip blank puts a damn face on when he's in public and puts a different damn face on when he's in my living room buying damn rocks.
I mean, weren't you on here bitching a couple weeks ago about Davis Blanks? I saw you on here or something like that, you said.
Yeah, I seen it too. Talk about how they got in a fight or dude got so high that he got locked out in the cold. Wasn't that what you said? It was hilarious, two crying laughers.
Man, whatever. Stay out of my business, Blank Licker.
Bro, you put it on here. It's your damn fault.
Maybe it's to teach you to quit running your mouth about people on Facebook.
You listen here. I'll post whatever I want about that son of a bitch until he freezes over. That's how much of a piece of blank he is. I want the people in Blank Olette to look at him a little different now, especially when they see his ass out on the street on his stupid bike, and they don't know, he don't realize what the hell he is because he's so doped up on meth. My damn meth. Don't forget that.
Bro, let it go.
I'll keep posting about that toothless bastard till my mission is accomplished.
All right, you do you, I guess. Crying laughing emojis.
Why the hell are you taking up for it? You never got screwed over by a friend before?
Look, dumbass, I'm just here for the laughs. I don't know this dude, but this don't have nothing to do with getting screwed over. It's got to do with jail time, which you're going to get when the cops read this mess. Revenge is what you're advertising here. If you don't want comments that make your business public, dumbass, now the whole town of Blankalette knows your business, and better believe they're all laughing at your ass now, three crying laughers.
Hell, you're right, Ash, but this ain't nothing new. Old Keith's been screwed up since high school. I know, because we used to huff paint together after school.
End scene. Speaking of Eastbound and Down. And that was it right there.
My throat hurts now.
You were great.
That was good.
That was Louis Armstrong and Fat Albert together in a collaboration.
But as a redneck man.
Yes. Scene 2, we're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Scene 2, playing the role of Jones will be Paige. Playing the role of Dude Stacy will be freaking me. Playing the role of Girl Stacy will be 9. And playing the role of Otto will be Fat Boy. And action.
Jones posts a meme. It's just some bold white text on a black background. You can't change the people, but you can change the scene.
Bro, if you're trying to call somebody out, go ahead and tag me, all right?
Excuse me, I'm sure he's talking about me. I don't even know who the blank you're supposed to be.
Oh, well, y'all might have a problem, but me and him have a little dust up this bar the other night, and I heard he was out there flapping his old raggedy-ass gums, talking all kind of blank about me to everybody.
Yeah, well, he's been running that mouth about me all over the damn county ever since he thought he could get someone. Ever since he thought he could get some one night when I was almost passed out.
ASMH. Don't surprise me, considering it's him. But I still say that Mother Blanker's talking about me. He ain't got the balls to tag a grown-ass man.
Oh, honey, he ain't got the balls enough to tag a girl either, just like he ain't got balls enough to try to make a pass when I'm awake.
Well, holy blank, I saw that meme or whatever, and I thought surely he was talking about me, but now I ain't so sure.
Yeah, you a little late at this party.
Oh, well, yeah, get in line. Plenty of room left.
Well, damn, I didn't realize we had a whole club of people who don't like his ass. I thought everybody loved some bitch.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Maybe he hates all us, too.
Hello, well, yeah, I'd say so. What the blanky do to piss you off, anyway?
Yeah, I loaned him some money while he was looking for a job last summer and still ain't got it back. And, well, finally asked him about it a couple of weeks ago, and you'd have thought I shot his ass.
18 crying laughing emojis. OMG, you let him have money? Really? 42 regular crying laughing emojis?
Oh, so you think it's funny he owes me $300 and won't give it back? The blank is your problem, then.
Hey, bro, calm down and back off of the lady now, all right?
LOL, no, I think that sucks, but I've known him for like 4 years, so I know better than to let him have money because it's gone up his damn nose. And then I think he really thinks he'll pay you back, but every time he gets some extra money, his nose just keeps eating it.
Oh, well, I understand that. I apologize, miss. Sorry to get you riled up there, fella. Didn't mean to get a little upset. Just want my money back.
All right. Hey, man, look, no problem. We all mad the same dude.
Hello, well, yeah, we're all on the same team, but thanks for sticking up for me, dude, Stacy.
Hey, look, you know, look, it ain't no thing. You pretty cute.
Hello, well, yeah, so are you.
Yeah, all right, well, let me get that phone number then.
Huh? Just added you. Why don't you DM me?
Just got off work, so I missed all the stupidity because I actually had blank to do. Eye rolling emoji. For the record, I was talking about none of you, but I see how it's so blizzocked.
Insane. No, I wasn't doing a Bill Clinton impression for those texting.
Yeah, okay.
No, not at all.
That was me texting.
That was my Matthew McConaughey.
Wasn't really me texting.
All right. No, Hillary, it wasn't me.
Fat Boy, was your inspiration for that Cotton Hill?
No, it was the old man from the Gold Show.
Oh, okay.
Old man Hoffman.
Never seen it.
You ready to get some gold? You dig it up out of the dirt and we can retire.
Oh, man, is he dead?
I don't know.
Oh.
Rest in peace if he is.
Rest in peace. If not, stay strong.
Congratulations.
Keep fighting. He should go to Oak Island and get where the good stuff is.
Yeah, man.
Scene 3, Facebook.com/RiseGuy. Scene 3, playing the role of Donovan. Donovan will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Kevin will be 9. Playing the role of Paul will be freaking me. And playing the role of Winnie will also be freaking me. Kevin, Paul, and Winnie. And Donovan. And action.
Hey, Facebook fam. If you would, keep your boy in your prayers. Heart emoji. Problem.
Sure.
Paul post GIF from the movie Groundhog Day.
Man, that's next week.
Okay, I'm saying it's the same old S, different day with Donovan.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're laying down, but to be technical, that movie was the same S on the same day.
Oh, good Lord. You knowed what I meant.
Lols, I'm just squeezing your balls.
Don't you mean busting his balls? Yeah, no crap. I mean, break them or bust them. You ain't allowed to squeeze on them.
Oh, hey, Winnie.
Kevin. Awkward. You want to hear awkward? Donovan posted a sweet message asking his Facebook family to keep him in their thoughts because he's obviously suffering with lady probs. All you do is two of you sit around and you argue about who's going to bust or squeeze his nards. Yeah, you know, the message alone deserved his balls to be busted. I mean, A, he called his Facebook fam. That's blank is blank. B, he said, keep y'all boy in y'all prayers. C, why does he talk like he's Drake now? You're hateful.
Why are you serving his lady problems?
Do either of you rednecks give two blanks how you sound? And can you read? He said he was having girl problems. Scroll up, dillweed. I mean, I know you both went to jail, man, but geez. Have a heart emoji for your friend. Thinking about you today, Tags Donovan. I see what you're doing there, Kevin. See? Didn't take the bait, but maybe he's having dude problems. You know what I'm saying? Three sideways crying laugher emojis.
Right on, man. Talking about great minds.
Between both of you, I don't think you have one total brain. Good grief. Charlie Brown. Look, your boy, Donovan, hops from woman to woman. Like he's on the floor is lava.
He could be the star of the bedroom floor is lava.
No.
Hey, guys. And thanks for that, Winnie.
Thanks for that, Winnie. See, I said he might be having man problems.
Yeah, I mean, guess I should have been more specific.
What do you mean?
Well, when I put heart emoji and problems, well, it wasn't girl problems or man problems, Kevin and Paul. Nah, I have actual heart problems.
Huh?
Yeah, just got back from the doctor. Turns out your boy has to have double bypass surgery.
Oh, Donovan. Well, hell, dude. I mean, you should have said, you know, you had heart problems and not tried too hard to doll it up for social media.
And you know, S, I mean, look, sorry for you, but darn, man, you put heart emoji, I think, in his love romantic dating screwing up problems, you know, not your heart.
I know, right? Like the new iOS OSSI update added like an actual human heart emoji. See? ... human heart emoji. Tags Kevin and Paul. Middle finger emoji to you both.
Hey, Winnie, tongue hanging out of mouth emoji. My ball of yarn emoji.
F sheep emoji. Winnie, did you just tell Paul to go make love to a sheep? No, it's a U. It's a female sheep, as in E-W-E. I don't get it either. Same.
Well, I get it. And I'm coughing emoji over here. Seriously, I'm dying. Skull and crossbones emoji.
Somebody call 911, man. He said he's dead.
Yeah, it's probably his heart.
Insane.
Wow. Boy. Oh, boy.
Old Donovan.
Donovan.
I enjoyed Donovan.
I'd go from talking like this and talking like that.
Backwards and forward.
Victor Victoria. I should have watched that. That would have got me in the role to play that.
Mm-hmm.
What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in anonymously by you, the P1s, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. As always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Paige. And topping our news this morning, we're going to talk about what's in your refrigerator. The average American has 5 expired items stinking up their fridge right now. So is that with everybody in the room? Do you have at least 5 expired items in your fridge, Nine?
Probably, yes.
Fat Boy.
No.
No.
Zero.
Do you know Fat Boy for a fact?
I don't. Yeah. I have no clue. Yeah. If you knew that, why would you not have gotten rid of it? You're waiting until you get to a perfect 10?
I know I have some leftover chicken in there that I need to throw out from when I had the dog with the stomach problems. And I was cooking him chicken and rice. Mm-hmm. So I know I got some chicken in there that needs to be thrown out. And I assume there's some old stuff, like old condiment type stuff that needs to come out of there too.
Fat Boy has one of those in his wallet.
He does. He does. It's turned to dust by now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It just seems like it's one of those things that happens. That's one of the things I'm excited about is moving and getting a completely fresh start with all the cabinets in the fridge and stuff.
Yeah.
Not having to debate. Maybe I should keep this. No, we're just going to start over in the fridge.
Do you lay down the wax paper it's like wallpaper for your cabinets? You know what I'm talking about? I don't, but I'm saying like my mom does. She basically has wallpaper in her cabinet.
Yeah, I've seen people do that, like newspaper. And they're not newspaper, but
hey, Mom.
There's one of those certain papers I have in one of my cabinets, like one you get at restaurants and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it's in there in the silverware drawer.
It protects the wood in case something leaks in your cabinet.
Yeah, so. And since I'm going to own the cabinets, I probably will do something like that now.
You will.
Yeah.
So according to
I never have in a rental, though.
Yeah. Well, according to this study, it takes an average of 5 weeks for something to go bad in your fridge before you start investigating the smell. That's a long time, wouldn't you think? So around 2/3 of the people say they have more leftovers in the refrigerator now than they normally would, maybe because we're, you know, eating at home more.
What? Why you got some left?
And the things that annoy us the most about forgotten leftovers are just, you know, wasting food or the cleanup, the smell, and wasting time cooking when you had something that you could, you know, just heat up instead of just having all that stuff.
If people get me, the ones who absolutely don't eat anything left over ever. Like, it's okay if you don't want to eat the same thing for 4 or 5 meals in a row. I get that. I don't either. But some people won't eat anything left over. It blows my mind because you don't understand that things like chili is better the next day because you never had it. You don't know that spaghetti sauce is better the next day because they never had it.
And it's hard to cook for just a few people. It's portion control. You're not going to eat everything in one sitting.
You challenged me.
No, but I mean, you just normally you won't. And even somebody with the heftiest appetite, you still have leftovers. You can't eat a whole pot of chili in one sitting. Well.
How big a pot we're talking about?
You don't
want to be around me afterwards.
It's going to be painful.
Didn't want to be around me before, but definitely not afterwards.
Mm-hmm. You think you got a toilet paper shortage. You just wait.
So this is what I've done before. 48% of us, we've thrown out the entire container of leftovers including, you know, the Tupperware and everything because you didn't eat it. And generally when I have something like that, I've taken it from like a dinner somewhere else and I've forgotten about it. So I just toss it. But do you throw away the whole container or do you actually wash it out even if it's really, really stinky?
I hope it's one I don't mind throwing away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, you mean like a Tupperware, not the actual container from a takeout?
Yeah, like a reusable container. Man, if it's one that like I know how much I paid for it and it's a nice one, I feel like I got it. But if it's just like, that's why I like to keep the more disposable ones and reuse them because the I don't mind throwing those away.
The kinds you can microwave and they don't start melting.
Yeah.
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 So according to the study, lastly, the last time the average person cleaned out the refrigerator was in early September. But you would think that maybe they would clean it out because Thanksgiving's coming and you need the space to put all that stuff in there. But you know, after Christmas, you clean it out. Cause
yeah, I think that's when when we last did that was then.
Yeah.
We put wallpaper in there, too.
Oh, that's good, man. What, is it flowered wallpaper?
No, it's actually food wallpaper. So really? You open the door, you're like, oh, my God.
Look at all these bananas and apples and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a great way to
it's
diet.
It's like on supermarket sweep. It's not real produce.
Like the harvest thing where it's all come out of that horn-shaped whatever it is.
Yeah,
food
cornucopia.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah.
Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We're going to take a little break. Let's do some wide-ass open phones right now. We'll open them up. 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about, stuff we've talked about today so far or the last few days, or you want to call and say, God, after hours with the Rise Guys, episode 24. I was just...
It was awesome.
It was amazing. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.